60 years.
No, I mean,
but on days like this,
the first time I met him, I hit shit out of him.
You did.
On days like this,
I was 15, the bastard.
We thought that you two put your friendships aside and become the worst of enemies. Right?
So, do you travel down this morning, Derek? Or?
No, Thursday.
You're being quoted, by the way.
I was recording. Right.
No, Thursday. I went to my old school yesterday morning and took an England jersey and some other photographs for a presentation of the school. And yesterday evening, I went to Newbridge Rotary Club pre-international dinner, which was held in the rugby club. And since I used to be president of both, or chairman of both, it was a cracking good day.
What was your old school?
Pingham. Lewis School, Pingham.
What did the kids say yesterday when you popped in with an England shirt?
There were a few faces there that hardly believed it, because I was with the deputy head, and he played for Pontypridd some years ago, so he knew a few of the older guys. And there was a look of a bit of disbelief on the lads, you know, England. I said, well, look, this school was built for Englishmen, because one third of the intake when I was a boy were from England, and two thirds, that's right, one third from north west Monmouthshire, and two thirds from north east Glamorgan, and depending on which parishes you lived in. It was an old, sort of 250-year-old foundation, state grammar school. Yeah. It was the Monmouthshire boys who kept it going.
So have they put the shirt on display?
Oh yes, they parted with two Welsh shirts. He said, where do you want it put on our wall? And I went up the wall, I said, well, that's dead centre. You've only got one of these, you've got plenty of these Welsh things. So it's between John Dawes and John O'Shea, both of whom were in the under-15 team that I coached in my last year at Pengham.
So you taught at Pengham?
No, I didn't teach, I was just sixth form. But I was playing for Welsh Second Schools, yeah. I did for 2 years, and the sportsmaster said at the start of the year, would you like to coach the under-15s? Lovely. So, Dawes, O'Shea, two British Lions, Dennis Hughes played for Wales,
Chris Padfield.
And then there were three others who played for Welsh Second Schools. Chris Padfield,
Peter Rees,
John Prince. Peter Rees was near it at my age. We actually played together in the first game, and we played against each other in England Wales.
Yeah.
Peter Rees. And the other guy was, eventually became a sprinter, J.C. Jones. He went on to St. Luke's Exeter, but he became second in the Empire Games, as they call it then, before the Commonwealth Games. Empire Games, 58 Empire Games in Cardiff. He came second to the guy from the Bahamas, which were, I think it was Robinson or something. He came second. And Baring Price was another old boy at the school.
Sure.
So they got these couple of Welsh international athletic vests, and then he said, and it's all red. And I said, when somebody sent me a photograph, I said, they need a dash of white in there, in the middle.
So which shirt is it? What?
England, an England shirt.
The shirt you bought for them?
I brought it down for you. Oh, one of mine from 52 bloody years. No, it was the second year. Do you know why?
Yeah.
I knew it was the second year. In the old days, like when we were kids, the team started with the loose head prop as number one. Sorry, the fullback is number one.
Yes, right.
So the middle of the back row wore 14. The jersey I had in the cupboard, it almost sort of raked out, had number 8 on it. So I knew it was second, because the last person to play in the middle of the back row for England with 14 on his shirt was a chap called Morgan, you might have known. And the first year, the following year, the first guy to play with a number 8 on his back, playing number 8, was the same
was
guy.
You?
Tell me about your try against South Africa.
Try?
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you that I ran 50 yards, but the film would show that I only ran about 5 yards. A line out near their line, and they were very good. But I thought, right, well, what? How can we do something? Well, there's only one thing, and that's look for a gap and let the scrum half know we're there. My charge is like looking at that line there on the 5 yard line out. They tapped the ball back, scrum half got it, and kicked right there. And the ball bounced, and I caught it. End of story. Great day.
I was there.
It was the same day when Hayden Mainwaring put the shoulder charge into Milan, which would be illegal today because you've got to use your arms, but it wasn't illegal in those days.
No, it wasn't.
You were sat there, John. What was your reaction when you saw your finger over?
Well, I, you know.